Well, Dan, one of the biggest challenges we face today is that people who share common interests, who are experiencing common pressures on their families, on trying to put food on the table, trying to find good work, are often being divided by race.
That's Gordon Whitman, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Gordon Whitman is the executive director of Faith in Action. As a community organizer, legal services lawyer, and strategist, Gordon has helped build community organizations for 18 years. He joins us to talk about his book, Stand Up, How to Get Involved, Speak Out, and Win in a World on Fire. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dan.
Gordon, we'll dig into some details in just a moment, but first, give us an overview of this book. What are readers going to find here?
So, Dan, I've spent the last 20 years working with people in local communities to build organizations that can make change that matters to their families. And I wrote Stand Up because I think a lot of times people don't think that something that frustrates them can be changed, or they might not think they're the person to do something about it. And the main message of the book is that, you know, we count, we matter, our voices can be heard, and it is possible to make change if we organize ourselves well. So the book is really both how to make change in a local community, in a state, in a country, and then why to dedicate your life to working to improve communities and to making society more equitable and fair. So it's motivational and how to.
You write that the starting place for all social change is internal transformation. Why is that important?
Well, if people want to work with you, they need to know what motivates you, what you care about, what's driving you. And that's the basis of building trust between people, that's necessary for people to work together, whether it's improving the public schools in my community or working to make sure that everyone in my state has health coverage or any other change that matters to myself or my family. I need to be clear about what is motivating me to get involved in social change in an organization, and then be able to communicate that to another person. And that's how we build trust between people necessary to go into campaigns together.
Your organization has studied what motivates people to get involved in social change. What have you learned?
Well, you know, a lot of times what happens is that people focus on trying to persuade people to think the way they think. And what we've learned is that the primary experience that makes people come back to a meeting, take on more leadership in an organization, is how they're treated. Just the simple act of, at the beginning of a meeting, taking time for people to talk to each other and share their stories makes it much more likely that someone will come back. And the other part of that is that if people have some control over what they're doing, some autonomy, some ability to decide what issues they're working on, how to achieve the goals that the organization's set out, they're much more likely to come back and take on greater leadership. So we want to create better organizations that give people a chance to really take leadership and not just get told to do X or Y, sign this petition, come to this event, but really have autonomy and agency in the organization.
In your book, you emphasize the importance of working together in racially diverse groups to achieve goals. Tell us more about that.
Well, Dan, one of the biggest challenges we face today is that people who share common interests, who are experiencing common pressures on their families, on trying to put food on the table, trying to find good work, are often being divided by race. Not the only thing that's being used to divide people, but one of the primary dividing lines. And we're not going to make progress in our communities or society unless we come together across race to work together on common issues. So one of the main points of Stand Up is to really push ourselves to build relationships across race, to make race and eliminating racism a key part of all of the work we're doing to improve community. And I really believe that if we're willing to address racial disparities, willing to create places where people are coming together across differences, that we're much better positioned to address the big challenges facing our society, whether it's raising wages or making sure families have what they need to thrive or making sure our kids get a good education. So making racism a key part of our work is really critical to accomplishing everything else we're trying to accomplish.
One of the things you talk about is the power of storytelling. How does that help in the fight for social justice?
Well, you know, I think we experience, you know, we listen to a speech and what we remember is the story. So stories are very persuasive because it's how our brains are wired. And stories are how we explain our values and our commitments to other people. So when I tell my story to somebody and they hear it, I feel like I've had a chance to be seen and heard. And then I hear that person's story and we find some connection. And, you know, this is so often we feel like we're being talked to, or especially when it comes to politics, that people are trying to get us to do things that they want us to do, get us to vote in certain ways, get us to buy certain products. And really what we're trying to create is organizations where people feel like their story counts and matters. And telling stories, it's not the end, but it's a good foundation if you're working to create change in your community.
You demonstrate the importance of storytelling by sharing your own story in the book.
Yeah, I tell a story that's from my own life of an effort that I was engaged in with my family to stop budget cuts to a special education program in our school district, an autism program that my son participated in, and how a group of about 10 parents met at a school board meeting where we were going to testify against these budget cuts, and none of us knew each other. And the first thing we did was leave the school board meeting and stand out in the hallway and start telling our stories to each other. And it took probably half an hour to go around the circle, but just that act of hearing each other's stories, why this program was important, what we were struggling with as parents, created the initial glue that helped us stay together over the next 2 months as we led a campaign to raise awareness of the effectiveness of the program, and then ultimately to reverse the budget cuts. So it's worth taking the time to build those relationships, and story is the way to do it.
I'm talking with Gordon Whitman about his book, Stand Up, How to Get Involved, Speak Out, and Win in a World on Fire. You write, to stop injustice, we have to first understand who is profiting from it. So how do we discover who's profiting, and how do we use that to create change?
So usually it involves following the money and really understanding if there's a problem in our community or an issue we're trying to address, really thinking through, you know, does this problem exist just because people don't know that something could be different? Is it just a question of information, or is there somebody profiting from that situation or thinking they're profiting from it? And part of having this mindset is to let go of the illusion that the problems we face are just there because of lack of information or lack of awareness. Sometimes that's true, but often somebody's profiting from it. So talk in the book and Stand Up about the criminal justice system and the incredible increase in the number of people incarcerated over the last 30 years. And the key there is to understand who's been profiting from that process of increasing sentencing, putting people in prison for longer periods of time, you know, private prison companies that make a profit off of increased number of people but behind bars, and then have spent a significant amount of that lobbying for harsher sentencing laws and harsher immigration enforcement, placing prisons in rural communities that then become constituencies for increased spending on prisons. So if we want to invest more money into education and jobs and less into criminal justice system, we need to be able to name for people who's profiting from this, and why are we seeing this change, and what would a different system look like?
How do you hope that people will use this book?
So many people are already involved in community efforts in their own cities and towns, and I'm hoping that this encourages people to get more deeply involved, to take greater risks, to really make sure their organizations are treating them as ends and not means, that they're really investing in their development, that they're really places where people can grow as citizens. And then if people are kind of on the sidelines, they think there are things that are wrong in the country, in their state, in the community, they're just not sure what they can do about it, it's meant to be a motivation to get more involved. And there's so many organizations that are working on issues that matter, whether it's raising wages or making sure there's good education, preschool, paid family leave, criminal justice reform, reducing gun violence, all the issues that really matter to families. There's lots of ways to get involved, and the book really is meant to be kind of a tool for people to get more deeply involved in social change.
Now, you've dedicated your life to working for social change and justice. For someone who's listening right now, what would your case be? What would you like to say to them to convince them to follow a similar path?
You know, part of the case I'm trying to make is that when we get involved in an effort to improve our community or work on an issue that we care about, we're hoping to make change in the world. We're hoping that, you know, I tell a story about an effort in Indianapolis to build a better public transit system so that people can get to work more quickly and don't have to spend 2 hours getting to their workplaces. And that's important, and we can make those changes if we get organized. Part of the point of the book is that sometimes the big payoff is personal. It's getting a chance to be involved in a change that matters, feeling like you're making an impact on the world and that you're in a community with other people making change. And that those benefits, in my experience, I work for an organization, Faith in Action, which formerly was called PICO National Network. And part of what I've seen in that work is that often it's that personal growth and development that people most treasure about their involvement in social improvement, social change efforts.
Gordon, thank you for talking with me today.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciated it.
Gordon Whitman's book is Stand Up, How to Get Involved, Speak Out, and Win in a World on Fire. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You'll find us on Facebook at KPR Conversations, and you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.